We have an awesome show for you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. We have a great show for you tonight. Greg Fitzsimmons is going to be your headliner. Yes, very, very funny. Before that, we have a special feature. Normally, you'd see like a Denver comic featuring, but not tonight. Special feature. This guy's really funny. He tours clubs and colleges all over the country, and he'll be headlining here Sunday night, all the way from Los Angeles. Please welcome Jasper Redd.
Thank you, white people. Please keep it going for your host and comedy conductor, Andrew. Yeah. And give it up for yourselves for coming down on Friday night to the Comedy Works to see some comedy, man. Give it up for yourself. And while you're clapping, keep it rolling for the bar and wait staff as well. Yeah. Please tip them generously for serving you the edibles and alcohol. In fact, man, just give it up for alcohol. For being a social lubricant. Sometimes advisor. I love doing that, man. Only at a show can I just tell groups of people that I don't know to clap and y'all fucking do it. You know, that's a power trip for myself, man. You know, if I worked at McDonald's or somewhere, I couldn't have that same swagger and disposition. You know what I'm talking about? I can't be behind the register acting a fool. Talking about, hold on 1 second, sir. Hold on now. Before I take your order, why don't you give it up for my homeboy James over here on drive-thru? Big James, taking them orders out eloquently, man. And while you at it, keep it going for the assistant manager, Doug, who got shot during a robbery last night. But he still came in to work today. Give it up for Doug now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Doug. So, me and my cousin Lionel, some of y'all may know this dude. We was having a conversation a while back. We was talking about finances. And Lionel was like, Jasper, you a comedian. He's like, man, let me ask you this question now. If you ever won $10 million, would you still perform stand-up? And I thought about it. And I was like, negative. And he's like, how come, man? I said, because, you know, it's going to be hard for me to tell a joke after I buy a spaceship and a castle. You know, I'm not gonna have the same drive after that, man. And plus, and even if I did continue to do comedy, man, my jokes would be unrelatable. You know, I'm on stage talking about like, so the other day, my first wheel got stuck, and had to call the first wheel repairman, and oh, that's just me. So anyway, I had to take my giraffe to the vet. It's time to get his rabies shots. See what I mean? But you know, they say a lot of money will reveal the person that you truly are deep down inside, you know?
Oh, amen.
Yeah, that is true. And a while back in Kentucky, this dude won $50 million in the lottery, right? And after he won, he kept his job as a mailman. Okay, so $50 million revealed that this dude's retarded. You understand? I win $50 million. Only thing I'm delivering is a fuck you. I'm not going back to the post office, man. You know what I mean? That's a lot of money. Shit, I call in sick when I find a dollar. So I definitely ain't showing up for $50 million. But what I'm saying, people, is I need money. I need some money, man, because I'm tired of living without things, you know. I'm 27 years old, you know, and I'm just tired of living without things. Like, for instance, healthcare. I still ain't insured, man. It's fucked up, you know, because when you don't have healthcare, you got to go undefeated. Can't shit happen to you, man. It's like I'm Super Mario with one man left. Looking for a one-up. And it's real sad, because she's like, you know, I'm not insured, but my car is. You know, that's booty backwards, man. You know, something happened to myself, so I'm fucked. But if my rims happen to fall off, I'm cool, you know. It's sad. And you can't do things when you don't have health care. Like, you hurt yourself. Like, you can't call 911 for an ambulance. That's out of the fucking question. Because if you ain't insured and covered, that's going to cost you a G. $1,000 riding the ambulance. So I have to tell my friends, you know, when I'm hanging out, like, look, man, listen up. If something happens to myself while I'm with y'all, man, don't you call 911, you understand? I ain't got that kind of money, man. Instead, you call 865-637-2691. That's my mama. She'll take it from there, man. Gotta be resourceful. And I heard through the grapevine, since I ain't never ever called 911, that, you know, if you call 911 with an emergency situation, there's a very good chance you may get their voicemail. Has that happened to...
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucked up, you know. That has to be an awkward message to leave, you know. Boop. Hello? 911. Hey, this John Wallace giving you a call, letting you know I've been stabbed multiple times out here in McDonald's parking lot, man. Someone said I'm bleeding profusely. So give me a call when you get the chance, man. I don't know if this is the etiquette, but holla. Now, speaking of McDonald's, me and my cousin Lionel, who I mentioned before, we was in McDonald's browsing products and whatnot. And inside this particular McDonald's, they had this huge cardboard cutout of Grimace inside. Y'all familiar with Grim? All right. Now, I was staring at this cardboard cutout, you know, and I start trying to figure out Grimace's angle. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what he claiming? What he representing? Because ever since I was a little boy, you know, I've wondered, like, what the fuck is he, man? You follow my train of thought, because, you know, the fry guys are some french fries. Ronald McDonald is a clown. And the hamburger, of course, is Latino. I'm just a messenger. But G-Unit is a mystery, man. And I've been working on the case, doing forensics late at night, and I think I done figured them out. I think just as you're about to have cardiac arrest from eating a number four, that's what your fucking heart looks like, man. Just purple and all wrong, which in return induces a grimace. That's right, it's profound, man. It's deep, and Grimace is an inappropriate name for a fast food character to begin with. You know, think about it, Grimace. That's like KFC having a chicken mascot named Salmonella. That's inappropriate, as the Hamburglar may tell you, man. And I'm gonna tell you what else is inappropriate while I'm on my Spanish tangent. The Whopper Jr. I'm serious. Look at my face. I don't like the idea of the Whopper Jr. Because that means that the Whopper has been fucking. That's what it mean, man. That's the birds and the bees. And I mean, how you gonna explain that to a child, you know? Hey, listen up, son. Now, when a patty has feelings for a nutter patty and alcohol is involved, Whopper Jr. sometimes happens, my man. kind of like you and your sister. And I'm the single parent left to raise you because your mother ran off with another whopper with cheese. So we're going to be all right, though. Good night. Man, I watch a lot of TV, you know, and maybe y'all hip to this. I got a little question for y'all, a little pop quizzle. Does anybody in here know what scuba diving, horseback riding, rock climbing, tug of war all have in common with one another?
A cruise.
Say what?
A cruise.
A cruise? What kind of cruise you taking? Rock climbing? Anybody else?
They all go up and down.
Oh, Jesus. All right. No, man, I'm sorry. Let me just tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are symptoms of herpes. Now, judging from some of y'all's reactions, some of y'all have not seen these commercials that they be running, man. I have. And I'm here to tell you, man, herpes make you real active, is what I'm seeing. So for your future reference, man, if you're on a date and they want to take you water skiing a sailboat, and do not have coitus, man, because a month later, you're going to be in a hang glider like, oh, motherfucker. I got the herpes. Herpes look cool on TV, man. It's fun. I watch a lot of TV. Anybody have a flat screen TV?
What?
A plasma flat screen?
What's that?
Yeah, some of y'all are men and some of y'all are like, he may be a thief. Nah, personally, I don't really like the plasma flat screens, you know, even though they nice and sharp, you know, because I think these flat screens are a prime example of how culture and society as a whole has become obsessed with being thin. Hear me out, man. We done made TVs feel insecure and self-conscious about they fucking weight, man. They slimming down now. It's a shame, because I'm old school. I'm old school. You know, I like a TV with some back, you know? Some with some junk in the trunkage, man. Something to set a VCR antenna on, man. Something to grab hold of when you're getting evicted out your apartment. You feel me? I need that circumference. But that's what technology do. You know, they take things that's big and huge at first, and then they eventually slim it down, make it small and compact and sleek, you know. And that's why I'm very scared for brothers. Smell when I'm cooking. Jasper, what the hell happened to you? Oh, yeah, girl, I forgot to tell you. Sony got hold of her brother, man. Yeah, this is the new BlackBerry. The follow-up. So me and my cousin Lionel, we was kicking in Walgreens the other night, browsing products, and mainly DVDs on this occasion. And as we all know, DVDs are very popular, you know, and a lot of movie buffs, you know, are going out and buying DVDs specifically for the audio commentary. Y'all know what that is? For those who ain't hip to that, that's audio commentary. It's where someone talks over the movie as you try to enjoy it, man. And I'm upset about that, because this is another idea and concept that's uncredited to black people. See, somebody know their black history. We've been talking over movies for decades, man. We pioneered that shit, but how come when me and my homies in the theater, it ain't audio commentary? It's a disturbance. Ain't a bonus feature. But anyway, man, me and Lionel, you know, he's in Walgreens, got the 5-finger discount on on Batman. Because we fans of Batman, and I'm a big fan of Batman because, you know, ever since I was a little kid, he's like my favorite hero because Batman does not have superhuman powers. You understand? You know, he can't fly. He can't run fast. No X-ray vision. He's just a crazy-ass white man. Fighting crime dressed like a bat. I respect that shit, man. That's gangster. You know, it's like he said, man, fuck powers. Huh? I'm Bruce Wayne. I got health care. Now, speaking of whites, you know, I know, and most of y'all white, you know, whatever. I ain't gonna hold that against you. Yeah, I am. That's your parents' fault. But there's been a little thing going on with like white teenagers and young white, you know, people. Like it's become real popular to call a white person who acts black, such as myself, a wigger. Have y'all heard that endeavor? That's actual factual that's going around, and you know, I wanna let y'all, I don't use the W word. I don't partake in that nonsense because I know the pain of such. And I feel that too many racists like that have been used to hurt and oppress too many Caucasians in this country. You hear me? Who just want their civil rights to put gold grills in their mouth, man. To do the cabbage patch every once in a while. Leave them alone, man. It's America. Some people grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers. Some people want to be black, man. That is an option. Leave them alone. Secondly, I don't like the word because it's a combo of the words white and nigger. And that's very offensive and derogatory. The proper and politically correct term to call these types is whack. That's right. Call them whack. Because wait till it's Whack History Month, man, and we get to learn about the forefathers, such as Kevin Federline and nah, you know, all jokes aside, I really don't mind, you know, whites who like to, you know, whatever, pretend they black, because, you know, it's flattering. It is, deep down inside, you know, kind of like a tribute band. But I do mind, because at certain times, a lot of these types, you know, in their attempt to be cool and what have you, they use outdated black lingo. You know what I'm talking about? Like, one time after this gig I did, this little white dude coming to me all nonchalant. He's like, hey, Jasper Red, I love your show, man. Whoop, there it is. I was like, what? Whoop, no, it ain't, man. What the hell? I was like, man, you need to go out and get you Negroes XP. All right? That's Negroes 95. Shit. I think that's 92, actually, but you need to upgrade, man, for your shit crash, man. He's like, talk to the hand. I was like, oh, come on, bro. Now, speaking of Negroes, you know, and I don't like a lot of these politically correct terms, you know, such as African-American and whack. Because I personally feel that these terms need to be, you know, rectified and simplified, you know, just to the point, you know. And that's why I feel that every white person that's in here tonight and out across the cosmos should be simply called white, you know. And I feel all people of color, such as blacks, Latinos, Native Americans, Asians, Indians, Pacific Islanders, Aborigines, should be called wheat. I'm serious. Read my face. I like the idea of me being nutritious. That's a label I can live with. That's better than urban. I hate urban, man, because you can't just name a group of people after a section of town. You know, that ain't... Might as well just call us ghetto, man. You know what I mean? You know, you can't be like, my hair, oh, why it's all good? That's because I'm half metropolis, and my mama was a village. Now, I joke about racial things. You know, I especially joke about white people. Because it's my passion. Birthright. Nah, it's just jokes, though. It's just my humor, because I'm not racist or prejudiced, you know. Because I can never judge someone by the color of their skin. That's ignorante, as the Hamburglar may tell you, man. Instead, I choose to judge a person by the color and content of their teeth. I believe that shit's more reasonable, man. I'm for real. I'm a teethist. White power like a motherfucker, man. I ain't ashamed. Fuck yellow, brown, and green, and all that ain't white. I've been thinking about starting a hate group called the Colgate Clan. You just go around in white sheets brushing people's teeth. Now, some of y'all close your mouth on that joke. In a related, you know, topic, when I was 5 years old, I lost my two front teethers. Yeah, I lost my teethers, man. As a child, you know, I did what you're supposed to do. I put it up under my pillow for the tooth fairy, right? And, the next morning when I woke up, to my surprise, lifted up my pillow, and I found a joint. Seriously, I knew that wasn't fairy protocol, so I go and tell my father, and my father takes a look at me, and his eyes got all huge, like, oh, he realized what he did, and he takes the joint out my hands, digs in his pants pocket, and hands me $1. True story, and to this day, I still don't know if I sold my father weed. You know what I mean? That was an awkward transaction for a 5-year-old, man. And if I did sell him weed, he owed me $4. That's right. I know the value. Now, y'all smoke marijuana? Any some? I smoke every now and then. I actually smoke a lot. But I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to quit, you know, but that's a hard one. Mary Jane, a hard girl to break up with, man, because, like, you know, when you try to quit cigarettes, you know, help curb that craving that you have for nicotine, you can go out, get yourself some nicotine gum, right? Chew your problems away. And as a weed smoker, I'm like, man, where's our gum? We need that on the market, man. Because I would love to go to a party or club to see my homies kicking in the corner just...
Oh,
girlfriend get indignant, like, hey, come on now. Choo-choo give, man, what the fuck? Choo-choo give, what the fuck you doing blowing bubbles, man? This motherfucker. Now, some of y'all may have picked up on my accent. So you know I ain't from around these parts, but I'm originally from Tennessee. Oh, I wish I had your enthusiasm, man. Yeah, man. Some of y'all may be history majors and know this, but they call Tennessee the Volunteer State, right? That's our name, the Vols. And the reason that we have that particular nickname is that back in the day, during the battle at the Alamo, Texas was having problems, you know. It's like, oh, snap. And they was like, man, we need some help fighting these Mexicans. So word got back to Tennessee, and we was like, holla. And then, that's right, they were saying that back in the day. And then they came, David Crockett came down there with his boys and his coonskin, talking about Crockefeller. And they got shot in the face. But Texas was like, hey, we appreciate y'all volunteering, hence the name. And then, though, on top of that historical footnote, Tennessee is also the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan. So I feel real proud about my state heritage and history, man. I really do. I'm surprised the state flag just ain't a white sheet with two eye holes, man. Just... since y'all predominantly white crowd, so y'all really don't know how it feels to be, you know, a color person knowing that there's a group of people out there that specifically hate your guts. You know, it's an uneasy feeling, man. It's like being Bugs Bunny and they fucking Elmer Fudd, man. Looking for pesky wig rolls, you know. But I give it up to the Ku Klux Klan, you know, even though they don't like me and my peoples, because they really hate things. You know, I think they epitomize hate, because we all hate things in our lives. You know, like I hate people who snore. You know, but I'm not gonna try and form an organization over that fact. You see what I'm saying? I'm not gonna design costumes and hit the street burning crosses in snore's yard and calling them all names. You know, that's the Klan, I give it up. They about it. They committed to their hate, man. Because if I was white and a racist, I couldn't be in the Klan. I have to be in the Ku Klux Reserves. Now, I'm hating blacks once a week in a month, man. 2 weeks in the summertime, and that's it. I'd be that Klan member watching BET. So growing up, you know, when I came to adult age, I was like, let me get out of the volunteer state. So I thought about living in Atlanta, Georgia, right? Because, you know, they have the highest population of blacks in the South, man. Just Negroes running amok down there, man. You know, you open your mailbox, a brother fall out like. They run the city, man. But not only do they have the highest population of blacks, but from Googling, I found out that they also have the highest population of gay black men. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Because that's two things you don't want to be in Georgia, man. Black and gay. You understand? That's a redneck combo meal, man. You asking for trouble. That's the only way to make that situation worse if you was a midget. And if you a gay black midget living in Georgia, you need to go find a porch and jump off, man, because that's a hard little life. And not only for that fact, but what are the chances you finding another gay black midget to love, man? That's a lot of my space, man. So I was like, man, let me just get out of Dixie completely. So I moved to San Francisco. Exactly. Yeah. You can't tell your Southern family and friends that you're moving to San Francisco without them questioning your motives, man. I told my father, I was like, yeah, man, I'm moving out to San Fran to be a comedian. He was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you funny, Jasper. Hilarious. But for those who've never been to San Fran, it's a beautiful city, man. But unlike Atlanta, Georgia, not a lot of blacks out there, but definitely a lot of gays. And, you know, living out there, I make gay acquaintances and get in discussions with them, and they like to compare their plight, you know, and struggle to blacks. They do, and I kind of feel them on that sentiment, you know, because they do get it bad. But gays have a luxury that blacks don't have, is that they can be in the closet. You know what I'm talking about? You know, they can avoid some things, man. You can't be an in-the-closet black person. That shit ain't gonna work, man. You can't be at the family reunion one day like, ding, 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 ding. I got something I've been meaning to get off my chest for a while now. Mom, Dad, Granny, I'm a Negro, all right? Always have, always will be, man. I'm tired of being in the closet. You know, I like basketball, spades, pity pat, and living color. That's my shit, man. That ain't gonna happen. But there are some similarities and parallels between gays and blacks. Like, for one thing, you cannot ever call a gay person a faggot. You know, that is definitely a no-no. That is like calling a black person a nigga, man. And I've seen many of gays in San Fran scratch the shit out of someone for dropping an F-bomb, you know? Just don't do it, man. You get clawed up. It's those double G's in the middle, man. It's something about double G's in the middle of a make you berserk. But those are the rules. You do not call a gay person a faggot, a black person a nigga, and fellas, don't you ever tell your girl she getting bigger. And with that said, thank y'all very much, Denver. Enjoy Greg Fitzsimmons. Thank you.
That's Jasper Redd. All right. Hey.